So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, this May only, you can get an extra $200 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to therealreal.com to start selling and get your extra $200 to keep shopping at therealreal.com. That's therealreal.com. Terms apply.
In lieu of singing you happy birthday, because my manager has put me on vocal rest before my world tour, I just want to say that we are recording on Sable's birthday. We're here. I'm so excited.
Indeed. It's my birthday. It's Lindsay Lohan's birthday.
Yes, another queen.
It's Michelle Branch's birthday.
Oh my God.
And Larry David.
I don't know who that is.
I think Debbie Harry also.
These all make sense, minus the guy. And like, we won't get into it now, but like, it's a festive episode. We're having ice cream. We're celebrating. It's a party.
It's Here a we summer. Are. Well, this will come out on a holiday.
What holiday?
Yeah.
Wait.
The 4th.
Tuesday's the 5th.
Oh, never mind. It's the day after the 4th.
Whatever.
Okay. It'll be your Independence Day hangover episode.
Yeah, this flop country.
Do you have to work on Tuesday or do you get off Monday and Tuesday?
I thought I had Tuesday off this entire week until I was just informed that I did not. So
that's brutal.
We'll
man.
See.
Whenever the 4th lands on like an awkward weekday.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
When people who have 9 to 5s and then it's like, it's the 4th and you have to work the next day. It's like, well, no one's going to get down.
Right.
Because you have to work the next
Everyone
day.
Everyone just has like a raging hangover.
Yeah. That was always the most awkward thing to me. I was like, ugh, it feels like a Sunday. Then I'm like, this is not fun.
Right. I do have Monday off though.
Ooh, nice.
Here we go.
As you should. As I should. Independence Day is canceled.
Yes.
On account of no independence.
Yeah. Sorry we didn't have an episode for you last week. We were a little distracted by watching the American Democracy be disassembled in real time. We don't have to go into it. We know where we stand.
I think you've heard enough about it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. If you don't think it affects you, it does.
It does. Get a vasectomy.
Yeah. I texted Sable on Friday and we had a little bit of a snafu with a guest that we had to push. So I texted her and I was like, normally I would ask you if, you know, what we should cover tomorrow. Mm. But today is not a normal day. No. And I also didn't want to be like, hey, person with a uterus, do you want to make content in 18 hours?
Part of me was just like, so this IUD is just never coming out ever. Ever.
Ever.
Every time I get a checkup, because I have the Mirena, it's the hormonal IUD. When I got it... I guess put in. I don't know. Installed. when I installed this hardware, it was good for, I think, 3 to 5 years. And then like every time I get it checked up, they're like, actually, there's more studies where now it's good for 7 years and it might actually be good for 10 years. And I was like, just keep up in those years, baby.
I don't like the might.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I'm like, how do you know this? Like, how do you test it? Eww. Is it just like a woman just... dodges pregnancy for many years and you're like, it still works, guys.
Woman dodges pregnancy. Yeah. Well, anyway,
things
we hope that you are feeling as mentally well as you can wherever
as
you
can.
Are whatever
finding
state
finding joy
you live
in the small
or country
small things.
We hope abortion is legal where you are.
I almost was just like, wait, are we the only country where it isn't anymore? And then I'm like, no, there's definitely countries where it is illegal.
There are more, but it should be legal everywhere.
But I don't think any country before has been like, it's legal. Just kidding. Now it's not. I don't think any country's done that before.
Yeah. We live in hell.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Burn it down.
It feels like hell outside. Oh my God.
It does. Summer, baby.
Dude, this is.
That heat index. Mm.
I am a sun baby, but I was on the way here today and I was like, I understand why she does not leave the house.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like after, I feel like after I was like, as of 2 years ago, I've decided if it's over 85 degrees, I don't have to leave the house.
I can do any sort of heat, but the humidity is what gets me.
Yeah.
And girl.
Yeah. It's never, in New York City, it's never not above 85 and unhumid.
Right.
Like, you just, you always have both.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is here now.
Well,
yeah.
Along with our democracy being over, so is Pride Month. And I'm here to say, thank God.
Wait, what is July?
Gay Wrath Month.
Gay Wrath.
Yeah.
Is this like the one month I take a break from like tokenizing a marginalized group? July is summer vacation, so we don't have to choose.
Basically, it's like, fuck you, queers.
And August is not, I don't think August is anything either. I don't know what September is. Back to school. That's it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The worst month of the year, except my birthday.
I love September. I love September now that I'm not in school anymore.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. After the whole like organizing my life around academia schedule, now I'm like, wait, September slaps.
September does slap. Yeah. Even to this day, when I see like back to school propaganda, mm-hmm. it makes me really sad. I'm like, leave those kids alone.
And it happens like the beginning of August.
Yeah.
Which I'm just like, what? It
happens in like July.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the after the 4th, it's like back to school.
I guess I never realized, and maybe this is an American thing, when I was a kid and it was like back to school and all like the clothes, and you get like the fall clothes that you buy in August for some reason that you can't wear till like October.
Oh yeah.
And I would get so hyped on it. And my mom would be like, you don't fucking need new clothes just because you're going back to school. I'm like, she's right, actually.
I was always in a uniform. I didn't have a choice.
Oh, see, that would have been helpful.
Yeah.
I kind of think now, like looking back on it, if I had uniforms in high school, that would have been a lot less stressful.
Yeah, I found other things to be stressed about.
Yeah.
Like being gay.
Yeah. I had one of the, I feel like the school I went to, the climate was very like making fun of poor kids.
Oh, yeah. That, same.
So nowadays I'm like, no one would, actually they might still do that now, but maybe not as egregiously.
I did love a uniform just because I knew it was like iconic.
It is iconic.
It made me feel like
it's
Britney
so
Spears.
Chic.
Yes, exactly.
Uniforms are so chic.
XOXO. And yeah. When we were in high school, it was like peak original Gossip Girl novel era. So it was very like that.
I was in high school, I think The Craft had just come out.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, yes. Like that's the.
No. Yeah. You. No.
Wait.
Really?
When did The Craft come out? 1996. Okay, no, just kidding. I was in elementary school.
I was gonna say, it feels...
Yeah. I was 10. Elementary school. But still, there were uniforms for some of the elementary school kids in my area. Hmm. The Catholic school kids, basically. Yeah. We all made fun of them for being lame.
I was a Catholic school kid, yeah. So here we are.
There you go.
And look how I turned out.
Yeah. They were always, like, the baddest girls. The Catholic school
totally,
girls. Like,
totally.
They smoked, they had sex, mm-hmm. they, like, wore like smudgy eyeliner, mm-hmm. and I was like, whoa.
My the girls and boys at my school were bad.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
It was peak Abercrombie.
Yes.
In high school for
yes.
me.
All I ever wanted to be was a bad girl, and yeah. I never could really get there.
Me too.
That's why I turned out the way I did.
Even though I was just like that girl who stayed home to like read Animorphs every Friday night. I'm still that girl.
You are still that girl.
It's been like 20 years and I'm still that girl.
I know. 20 years later.
Some things never change.
It's fine.
I feel like I haven't seen you in like over a week.
I know.
Well, I guess I haven't, but still.
I know. I feel like so much has happened.
I know.
Wow. We've been really on it.
We've been on it. What was the last... the last one we did was a Party Girl episode.
That's right. It feels like fucking a year ago.
It does.
Eek.
I know. I've been just walking around smelling stuff. A listener DM'd us a link to a Reddit forum that was like, what's your favorite smells that are weird, or like favorite unconventional smells? And I think it was like 175 thread forum where people were like, I like the smell of new tires, or like, I like the smell of like the water when you go to an amusement park and it's like a water ride.
Yeah.
And it's like stuff like that. And I was like, oh my God.
I love
like,
that.
Every
oh my
time
God,
I was
I
reading,
that.
Yeah, I was reading each of them and be like, I know exactly what that smells like.
Oh, we should do an episode around that or something. Thank you, dear listener, for sending that link. I will categorically never dip my toe into Reddit. However, Sable loves
Reddit.
She loves
it. I secretly
self-harm.
Love Reddit.
Yes.
But I also don't know how to read it.
Right. Same.
The forums, it confuses me.
I'm like, where does this start? Am I in a chat room?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know how to Reddit. But no. if it's served to me in a link, I'll be like, okay, I'll click the link.
Yeah. So thank you for that.
Yeah, it was really cool.
We love every link that everyone sends us.
Yeah.
It's very sweet.
We love all of the links.
Your eyeliner looks so good right now.
It's the Issa Maya French palette.
I could tell.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so mad they didn't send me the rest of the collection.
I'm in my Danessa Myricks era.
Ooh.
And I'm having a ball.
I'm having like a crisis of identity in that I find that I'm very now attracted to like the Hailey Bieber aesthetic.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at you. Look at your nails.
I did the nails, the pearl nails.
Yeah.
On myself. I tried to use like a chrome powder, but on regular polish.
Okay.
So it doesn't give you the chrome effect, but I actually really like the effect.
It's really pretty.
It's like a translucent mylar. It's cool.
It's great. I'm getting Mooncat. It's like a white with blue iridescent shift.
Ooh, it's great. I love it. I guess because she's just everywhere now. And I'm like, I want to look like a donut.
I'm fine with the Hailey Bieber of it all. Whatever. Have your fun.
Yeah.
I do. I will say again, and I've said it before, it intrigues me who is allowed to enter beauty and who is not.
Yes.
And that is all I will say.
I was thinking that the whole time.
It's giving
It's giving
But good for her.
Kudos to her for like having a low price point skincare routine.
It's very accessible. I love the imaging.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
I think the three lip products are all clear, which I think is a lost opportunity there.
I think two are tinted.
They're different flavors, but I don't know if they're tinted.
I'm sure they're tinted.
There's
I'm
like
sure
watermelon, caramel, unscented. I'm like, what is the fucking point if they're clear? But I would know if they sent it to me, but they didn't.
You can get it, please.
Who reps them?
I think they're in-house.
Okay.
I'll get you that name.
That's like the one thing that I realize now about being lazy about editorial. I was like, oh, I don't get sent as much stuff that I want.
Yeah.
And it's only like, it's very few things that I actually want, like the Isamaya French collection.
Yeah.
Which is like a little on the pricey side. So it's like, I don't need more makeup. And I don't need to spend $39 on mascara. I have 50 fucking mascaras at home. But I want it.
One Size just released a new mascara and I'm so excited because their formulas do not fuck around.
You gave me the cheek clapper palette.
Yeah.
And I'm still, I look at them and I'm like, what do I do with three shades of bronzer?
That satanic name. Every time I'm like, I'm going to do it. Yeah. I look fucking crazy.
I've been like, maybe it's just because I've been staying home in the heat where like, I'll just fucking look at Instagram and be like, yeah, I need that Patrick Ta duo powder, cream and powder blush palette. And then I realized you gave me them. And I was like, yes.
Yes.
I think it's just like, for some reason, my body is just like, I want the gratification of buying a stupid little treat. And then I buy all these stupid little treats and I'm like, oh my God, I've spent so much money on stupid little treats.
I know.
Me popping by Ulta and Sephora.
Okay. Sable went to Ulta without me. I'm hurt. That Ulta in Midtown is like, when I die, my soul will just like materialize there.
And I only go on weekdays if I happen to be doing an errand in Midtown because I will not go on a weekend or like a peak hour.
Yeah.
And it's nuts in there.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
They could lose like one gondola on each side of the store because like the girls need some room.
Yeah,
but
they just have so much stuff. It's so overwhelming.
I know.
I was in there and there was like this Australian family that was like clearly like a tourist family in the Ulta, and that there's like a little kid. He looked like he was like 10 or something, and he's like, why do we have to come here? Like, we have one in Australia. It's so cute. He's just complaining because his big sister wanted to go to Ulta.
Oh, that's so cute.
Then I was like, wait, do they have Ulta? I don't think they do have Ulta in Australia.
I don't know what they have in Australia.
But they have like Mecca. They have all the same shit. Like the same brands pretty much.
Right.
But I was like, you know what? I'd be that bitch too. I'd be going to Sephora Australia if I was in Australia.
Right. Not to be boring, but this weather, my allergies are winning. Like, oh my God.
Okay.
This whole week.
So it's not just me.
I'm so locked up. And I'm like kind of, I was coughing and I was like, oh God, here it is. I'm dying again. That I had to like call my mom and she's like, you sound tired. And I was like, oh, I'm anxious, but like, I'm fine.
You sound like a tiny bit congested.
I'm so congested. Okay. I have taken a freight train of decongestants today.
Oh my God.
I feel great. Yeah. Thank God. I just like, oh my God.
Thankfully, I've been slowly getting back my like, or rather for longer, more sustained periods of time, my sense of smell has been like behaving and I'm
good.
Like, thank you.
Good.
It's really sad. Every single night I will spray on a perfume when I go to bed. It's like very Marilyn Monroe with me.
Yeah.
Just to see if I can smell it. And like last night it was like 1 a.m. and I was like, I made it to 1 a.m. and I can still smell.
Oh yeah.
Because it always happens at night for some reason. Then I Googled like night anosmia and like, that's not a thing. Like, do people lose their sense of smell at night only?
You're patient zero.
Yeah, basically. But I don't know what, is it allergies? Is it like, I don't know what it is. There's like no explanation because I've been taking allergy medication. I've not. And it's like no effect. So I was like, okay, cool. I guess I just live this way now.
This is my life now.
part of me is like, it's probably like a weird post-COVID thing that you just have to wait out, probably.
I cannot worry about COVID any longer. Yeah. I can't. I just like...
Wait, you got it like April.
March.
I feel like you're good.
Like late March.
I feel like you'll be good for a while.
I had on my year anniversary of having COVID the first time. Also, people are like getting it again after like 2 months. Like, whatever. I think I had it again. Who cares?
2 months. Jesus.
I just can't do another public health crisis, girl.
No.
COVID, monkeypox, all of this.
Is monkeypox like legit something we should worry about?
I think you'd only get it if you are, I think the medical term is sucking and fucking. Because it's, it has to like really have to
be, you have out. To drink a gallon of spit.
You have to, it's about like body contact. And so I'm not here to stoke anyone's fears. It actually makes me feel better because I am sort of not on the streets right now. So yeah, here it's gnarly and I would prefer to stay away from that. And I also am not going to worry about it because
there's too many things to worry about.
Yeah.
Our rights, monkeypox, like what is
COVID again?
COVID again.
The heat.
The heat.
But there's a lot of good things as well. I try to stay positive.
Stay positive. Stay neutral.
Yes.
That's what I try to do. Yeah. I just try to stay neutral.
I try to look for the good things lately.
Yeah.
Even if it's small. Even if it's fragrance.
Even if it's just smells. Honestly, when I was waking up in the morning not being able to smell, and then it would kick in around like early afternoon always, it's like a weird schedule, but immediately my mood would lift. And it's even like a bat, like I'll go out into the street and smell like exhaust and be like, oh, smell.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, really like any smells just like makes my day.
I love that.
Just being able to smell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of smells.
Should we take that ice cream out?
Ooh, yeah,
what
we should.
I'll take it out. What do you want? What flavor do you want? Do you want me to take them all out?
Should we do all out? Yeah, we should just take them all out.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
As my mother would say, smoke them if you got them.
Because I think they like want us to pair them.
Girl, I'm a pair of shit.
There's one non-dairy.
Oh, is there?
Yes.
Yes!
Also, I took like little nibbles out of all of them. And I don't think the olive oil has a flavor, but tell me if I'm wrong. I need a second opinion. Because I was like nibbling it and I was like, I don't taste anything. Is it because my smell went out or like, I can't tell. All right.
Okay.
The ice creams are out. Yes. They're thawing.
They're getting soft.
But in the meanwhile, Tynan, what do you smell like today?
I am wearing something a little different, care of Kara Nesvig, friend of the pod, bestie of the co-hosts. She was texting me about, what the fuck is it called?
It's like Nemet.
Yeah. What is it?
Nemet?
Nemet?
It's like something like everyone kind of knows.
Yeah. It's a whole food shit.
Yeah. That whole food shit.
Nemet is the brand name. N-E-M-A-T. I don't know, girl.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a Vanilla Musk, and she, I think, texted me a week or two ago, like, do you like Vanilla Musk from Whole Foods? And I was like, I've actually never tried it, which is odd, because that's, like, very obviously up my alley, being super accessible and super vanilla. So I was this week trolling around Whole Foods, and I was like, oh, fuck, let me just get that.
Yeah.
So I picked it up, and actually didn't wear it till just now, this morning, and it's a fragrance oil, and... It's really lovely.
They're nice.
It's literally just like vanilla and musk.
They're like very simple, but like really nice scents.
The musk angle did give me... Did I just belch with the mic? I'm so sorry. the musk angle gave me a little... Gave me the vapors because I was like, I'm not a musk person. But this is very much like vanilla first and then... like warmed up by the musk. And I'm sure the listeners are like, we know, you dumb bitch. This is just like when I said I didn't know that candle from Anthropology that got dragged to hell for it.
Wait, you did? I didn't know what that candle was. I don't fucking shop at Anthropology.
Thank you. I said I didn't
know
that.
Some of us bitches don't shop at Anthropology.
Right. These coasters are from Anthropology that I got you.
Anthropology was very like cool girl in like 2006, I feel.
Yeah.
That was like the cool girl place.
I fucking said, I don't know that scent, innocently, and I've never heard the end of it.
Oh my God.
Those girls were in my DMs.
We don't even have Anthropologies, do we?
We absolutely have Anthropologies here.
Okay.
Anyway, this is a very well-known, widely known scent and collection of scents because they're affordable and available at your local Whole Foods if that's a local situation for
you. I feel
you.
Like that, when I was in high school, those were like cool girl scents because they were unusual and like a little bit hippie.
Yeah, definitely a little bit hippie. And It does remind me of my grandma's first house, and I don't know why.
Ooh, wait, can I smell it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. That brings me back to high school and college. Right. Wow.
It brings me back to, like, single digits in her house. Specifically, like, there must have been, like, a soap or, like, a potpourri in her bathroom that was right off the kitchen that, or something. I don't know. I just, like, it's, like, taking me back to that house. Yeah. She was very...
It just blew my mind.
I know,
I'm, like, in a fugue state right now. Like, back to my, like, freshman year at college. Like, this is crazy.
Sable's having a That's So Raven moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it would have been, because she's very about... the like Calvin Klein and like obsession fragrances, and also White Diamonds by Elizabeth Taylor. So I don't think she had this, but she certainly had something just like it. So shout out to my grandmother.
Yeah. I think I had the Egyptian musk one.
That tracks.
Yeah. And I felt so cool. Mm-hmm. And then I bought like a couple, and it would like kind of mix them together.
Love that.
And they all just smell the same.
I will say, when you unscrew the cap,
yeah,
the orifice, sorry for saying that word, is... like a little too large for my personal comfort.
It spills out a lot.
Yeah. I'm like, she's klutzy.
Yeah.
So,
but it also feels like, it does feel like a little bit Etsy. Like someone's at home just like bottling them themselves.
By hand.
Yeah.
Right.
Etsy. There are like perfumers on Etsy.
Yes.
And I'm like, interesting.
It gives me a little pause just because I'm like, you just can't put raw oils on skin, please.
People who like evangelize essential oils, I'm like, okay, you can burn your skin off.
Right. We're not trying to offend anyone by saying this. If you like Etsy fragrances, we applaud you.
That. Yeah, no, that's totally fine. I was talking about like, people who just like live and die by essential oils.
Yeah.
And they're like, this will cure your cancer. Yeah. This will like aid your pregnancy. And I'm like, it's a lemon oil. Yes. What the hell?
Things are tested for a reason.
Yeah.
Sable. What do you smell like today?
I smell like something I was randomly sent this week out of the blue. It's Ex Nihilo. It's a new... I feel like they're like revisiting their old bestsellers and like revamping them, but it's an X-rate version of Fleur Narcotique.
Ooh.
Which, the bottle's gorgeous. It's like a blue...
Oh, is it blue?
Yeah.
It looks black to me. Blue.
Yeah, it's really pretty. It's like a sapphire blue translucent, but like really dark sapphire blue translucent glass. And I've smelled the original Fleur Narcotique. God damn, I can't say that word. Narcotique. And we're not floral girls, as you know. But something about this is like, it's so creamy. There's a creaminess to it and a sweetness that it kind of, to me, it smells like the color hot pink.
Whoa.
Like, wait, I don't know. Like, it smells like a magenta or like a hot pink. And like, I don't know, there's like a creamy velvetiness to it that really... gets me, because otherwise
velvety for sure.
Yeah,
that's weird.
The notes is like freesia, jasmine, peony, and I'm like, okay, so all fucking flowers, whatever. Yeah. But then it was like something about it is like velvety.
To me, it's like a chlorine floral
and like thick.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's a thick floral.
If Ex Nihilo would remember I exist, it would be the thrill of a lifetime.
Every time I get a package from them, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you know where I live? Like, what? How do you know? But keep sending them, please. But yeah, their shit's so beautiful. I'm still like, how do you not have a shop in New York? I know they opened in LA.
Mm.
And I'm sure that was like under some market research. Yeah. But I'm like, y'all need to come to New York.
Yeah. Okay. So
this is a special summer episode.
Yeah.
Where we're going to do something we haven't done before.
Yeah.
Which is a live smell taste test.
And okay, this is... a little bit my worst nightmare, because I'm going to give this, as we always do, a really heavy edit, but eating into a hot mic is so nasty to me.
You don't have to eat in front of the mic.
I know, but I don't need y'all to hear me like sucking and slurping on these like spoons.
This is ASMR, baby.
Ew, sorry for the alliteration. That's humiliating. Yeah, but so last week, did you send this to me?
What?
Last week.
Yes.
Okay, let me set the scene.
Okay.
Last week, there I am on Instagram, and I see... or some fucking place, and I see these new ice cream perfumes, and they're perfumes that you apply to your ice cream before you eat it.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh God, here we go.
I did send it to you.
And then Sable sent it to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, and then I got the PR email, mm-hmm. and it was from a PR girly that I really like. And I was like, okay, like maybe we can make this work.
Yeah.
Like this will be easy. Like she's always good to me. We can make this happen. And I thought it would be, we thought it would be a good episode, even though the taste test of it all kind of,
I think it's fun,
grosses me out.
I love, who doesn't love ice cream?
I know. I love ice cream. Yeah. I, as you know,
famously lactose intolerant.
Yeah. I am a lactose intolerant bitch.
Surprisingly, I am not. Like, yeah. I don't know how I'm not, but I'm not.
So they
said, I'm alcohol intolerant.
Yeah, that's true. Whereas I am not. We balance each other out in that way. And they sent us 5 pints of ice cream. Thank you.
I was so shocked. There was like a box that said like dry ice on it. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Surprise. Ice cream, bitch. I was like, how the fuck do you order ice cream online? And I'm like, well, now I know.
Yeah.
They send you in a box full of dry ice.
So we have 5 flavors. One of them is non-dairy. I also picked up an oat milk situation for me just to be safe. I'm not eating today. I love having ice cream for breakfast. Who does that? Like babies?
Babies. It's baby being food.
Being an adult is so fun.
It is kind of baby food.
Honestly.
Yeah. Being an adult is fun. That, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Babies that we chose to have. Yeah. let me... Okay, so what is the point of ice cream perfume? Because it does seem gimmicky, but... When I read the PR pitch, I was like, okay, this, I hate to say it, but this does make sense.
No, it's fully gimmicky. It's fully gimmicky. But I mean, I like this gimmick.
I'm not buying into it, but it was a good pitch.
It's a good bit. Yeah. So in the little card that came with the mailing, culinary perfume, why an edible fragrance? So glad you asked. Did you know ice cream has no scent? Is that true? Do you think that's true?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think it's true.
I can't remember the last time I smelled an ice cream, but... I'll allow it. The course will sustain it. The ingredients within might be fragrant, but at such low temperatures, the chemicals that would normally make our olfactory sensors sing are essentially frozen in ice. As the ice cream melts on our tongue, these flavors are released, creating the magical taste Salt and Straw has become famous for. Oh, I guess we should have mentioned that Salt and Straw is the brand doing it. But what would happen if we were to innovate a way to impart that same magic before the ice cream reaches our tongue? Enter the scent experts at Imaginary Authors, a niche perfume house in Portland, Oregon, to bring this wild idea to life. And then, yeah, that's, I mean, there's other stuff, but yeah, you get it. You get the point. So there are 3 fragrances. Plume of Blooms, which is floral. A Swoon of Citrus, which is citrus. And Cloud of Cocoa. Which is like chocolate.
Did somebody say cloud? Wait, what was the second one? Citrus one? What was it called?
This one. The
Swoon of Citrus. I don't think that's a thing.
Is a swoon a thing? I don't know. And then the Cloud of Cocoa.
If you don't think, I won't spray this shit directly into my mouth.
Oh, yeah. Just like Banaka.
But why?
Straight to the throat.
So they want us to scent?
You spray it on your ice cream before you eat it.
Why?
I don't know. The experience?
Can't we just like not smell the ice cream?
Not anymore. You have to smell everything now.
Wait, not to put my face in your ice cream.
So you can wear it on your skin, or you can spray it on ice cream and eat it.
Okay, I'm with that.
Yeah. So the flavors they sent.
Of ice cream
are.
I guess I can't smell that.
Arbequina olive oil? Arbequina olive oil? I don't know.
Not a pronunciation podcast.
Nope. Double fold vanilla. Marionberry coconut sherbet.
Oh my god, I can't smell this.
Yeah, honey lavender and sea salt and caramel ribbons. So it's some gourmet shit.
Yeah.
It's gourmet. I don't know if there's like a particular pairing. I think we're just going to wing it.
I still don't get it.
Like, I mean, no, I don't either.
Is it to make it more sensorial?
Yes, I believe so. Is it for the sheer delight of eating perfume? Sure. Have you taken your pill?
I'm not touching the dairy of it all today.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to stick with the non-dairy situation.
I just want to know if this is... So I've been like... I've sampled the flavors just because I can't have ice cream in my house and not eat it. And I don't know if the olive oil has a flavor.
Yes, Sable sent me a photo of the ice cream quarts pints. And she was like, if you think these will last until Saturday, you got me fucked up. Is that the olive oil?
This is the olive oil.
Oh,
yeah,
I do
want to
try it.
Okay. It's so subtle.
Oh.
It's like the most subtle flavor.
That's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
The olive oil ice cream tastes like olive oil, but like just a little bit. Nah. Oh, that's so weird.
I wish it was a little bit more olive oil. Okay.
It tastes like a plate.
It does taste a little like cardboard, like paper. This is an ice cream that needs toppings.
Yeah.
I think this
or
is
a
fragrance. What fragrance?
Ew. I want to try the floral one first because I'm so afraid of it. Ew.
I want to try the citrus.
Wait, like, we have to try the same one at the same time.
Okay.
A plume... of blooms, right?
A plume of blooms.
Hate this. Okay. The notes are jasmine, honeysuckle.
Ooh, see, honeysuckle.
In our honeysuckle era. Oh my God. Yeah. And wild country garden. Wait.
What?
Where was I?
I don't know.
Oh, I know where I was.
Okay.
I was at, speaking of my marshmallow era, I was at this event at Public Hotel.
Oh, nice.
The one with the, oh my God, that is so floral. I smelled it in the air.
It's a fragrance.
I was at the Public Hotel trolling around. I just went for the views and the drinks, to be honest. Yep. But they, like Dante, were burning something that smelled just like toasted marshmallow.
Ooh.
And I was on like the roof patio and just like living my marshmallow fantasy. It smelled so good. I was like, what is New York doing to me? That like, I mean,
oh my God, this is a very big scoop.
I love the smell of toasted marshmallow in the middle of the city. This is so weird.
Okay.
Okay. I've sprayed the floral perfume on my ice cream, which is in my spoon, and you can smell it on the ice cream.
The floral fragrance is like very dewy green floral. It's like tart almost.
I don't wanna fucking eat this.
Okay. So you're eating it on vanilla Oatly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm gonna eat it on the olive oil. Ooh.
Can you taste it?
A tiny bit. The tiniest bit. It's interesting.
Can we just discuss?
It gives it a flavor, actually.
That imaginary authors will not come on the show.
Wait, they won't?
No, bitch. They'll send me whatever I want. Then every time I pitch them, they leave me unread.
Really? I do want to try the citrus one on the olive oil ice cream. I feel like that would be a better pairing.
Oh, wait. Ugh.
You just did it again.
Yeah.
You're struggling.
I sprayed it 3 times and then put it directly into my mouth.
Whoa. The citrus is like super peppery.
I don't know about this.
Tina is like...
Oh, wait. I can smell it from here. Mm-hmm. How many times did you spray it?
Just once.
It does smell peppery.
It tastes like a yellow lifesaver.
Is this gross, you guys? I'm so sorry. But also, so many of you DM'd this to us.
Yeah. Actually, a lot of people DM'd us this.
Should we be doing this on Instagram Live?
Oh, yeah.
As if we'd ever go live on Instagram. How embarrassing.
I'm not even wearing a shirt right now. I'm literally wearing a sports bra and like trouser pants.
Unfortunately, I am. Oh, my God. Okay.
I need to switch flavors.
Wait a minute.
Are you okay?
I don't know. Am I eating this too fast? Oh, my God. What?
I will say the honey lavender flavor is my favorite. You did the citrus.
Yeah.
The citrus is quite strong, but it's kind of good.
It tastes like I'm eating Pine Sol. What are we doing?
We're eating ice cream for breakfast.
What the fuck did I go to college for?
Yeah. Maybe, honey lavender is the best flavor.
Maybe spraying it directly on the spoon and then jamming it directly into my mouth is not like the move. Is that
realistic? That's what you're supposed to do. Well, they say you can spray it in the bowl, but I'm like, we don't do bowls in this house. We go straight to fucking carton, man. Bowl? You think I am? Fucking bowl. All right, I'm going to try the floral on the honey lavender ice cream.
When you let it sit for like 10 seconds, you can't really taste it, but you can still smell it.
Yeah, you just smell the fragrance. You don't smell like fragrance and ice cream. Like, I just smell the fragrance.
I'm so confused.
But when I taste it, they don't ever quite meld together.
Right.
Because you can smell things in your mouth too.
Yeah.
I get like a whiff of the fragrance and then the flavor of the ice
cream.
Oh,
sure.
Okay. Time for the cocoa one. I will test that on the double fold vanilla flavor.
But what would happen if we were to innovate a way to impart the same magic before the ice cream reaches your tongue?
They're just giving it a scent. It's just like a sensorial experience. All right, this is like a little chaotic. All right, so the cocoa fragrance has notes of Ecuadorian chocolate, melted milkshake, and Japanese whiskey.
Go off Japanese whiskey.
Yeah.
Okay, I know you already read this, but I'm just like refreshing. This means for the first time ever you can delight in an all-sensory ice cream experience.
Yes.
Weren't we just fine before?
It's not enough, Tynan. You need all of your senses. Next, we'll have ice cream that sings.
Look at where capitalism has gotten us. We're putting perfume on ice cream.
Okay, the cocoa on the vanilla makes sense.
Wait, I wanna...
Yeah.
This is obviously what I'm dying to try.
Vanilla is just... Like, vanilla is like a blank canvas. Like, you can do anything with it.
Oh, wait. Which one is this? This.
This, yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna do the citrus on vanilla.
That citrus one wants to fight.
I'm kind of into it because it does smell like a flavor. It doesn't smell like a smell.
Wait. I'm not even smelling these.
What?
I'm just eating them. I'm not doing this wrong. I'm sorry, you guys.
You get like a hit of the fragrance in your mouth before you taste the ice cream.
Okay, the cocoa one to me like makes a lot of sense. And it actually does smell really good.
Because that is a flavor. Okay. Sea salt and caramel ribbon.
I'm putting this on. I'm going to put the cocoa one on my skin.
The cocoa one kind of smells like fake chocolate flavor.
Yeah.
Because it is. But you're mashing it.
I'm tapping.
Oh, you're not supposed to tap it.
Ooh.
But yeah, like this to me smells like fake chocolate because it is fake chocolate. Like, you know when you get chocolate-scented lip balm? Remember when that was a thing? That's what it smells like.
Or like chocolate-scented markers.
Yes. Ooh. The caramel ribbons have like caramel ribbons in the tub.
Because this is fully melting.
It's basically soup. It's becoming soup now.
I love that for the last 10 years, beauty has been like chemical-free, clean beauty. And now we're like, let's spray chemicals directly into our mouths.
Okay, that's good. I do feel like the sea salt could be saltier. Titan is just spraying it into his mouth like breath freshener.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't mind that. It tastes like booze.
Oh, I could see that.
It probably does have like an extremely high alcohol content. Yeah. It'd be fucking rolling out of here.
Marionberry coconut sherbet.
I low-key get wasted during smelly later on your birthday.
What is a Marionberry?
Probably made up.
It sounds like the princess in like a Princess Bride or something.
Sounds like a drag queen.
Mm-hmm. It's nice. Kind of light. It's a sherbet. Is it sherbet or
Why would we start saying things right?
I don't know.
On this show. Okay, I'm doing
sherbet.
I'm doing the citrus on the sherbet. Oh no. I like peed out.
I'll do the floral on the sherbet.
Mm. Oh, wait. Okay, the citrus on the sherbet.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. That's the tea. I'm doing the floral on the sherbet.
This is so fun and stupid.
Okay, the floral on the sherbet does. It works.
I don't believe that for a fucking second.
I'm into it.
This is so weird. I feel very rich.
Eating melting ice cream and spraying it. Watch we all get really sick after this.
Literally.
You're right. The citrus on the sherbet.
I think that's the one.
That's the one. That's like actually the most mixed the most fusion of sensations that I've felt. That's been the most effective combo.
Wait, I want to try the floral on it.
Yeah.
As I'm wielding this melting ice cream directly over your laptop. Wait, where's the floral? Here it is.
Yeah. A lot of mouth sounds this episode.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. This is so gross. I'm gonna edit this out. This episode's gonna be 4 minutes long for all the editing I'm gonna do.
We'll just edit out all the chewing sounds. That's like the best one, I think.
I mean, of course, I would feel this way, but I don't really understand the floralness with ice cream. But then again, there are a ton of cocktails that smell very floral or botanical.
Yeah.
So I do see it.
There's like, you know, like elderberry or Saint Germain.
So, yeah.
Elderflower. There's a lot of flowery things in cocktails. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense.
How, if you were to serve this, how would you serve it? Would you put it in a dish, spray it with a perfume, and then serve it to your guests?
I think so. I can imagine like going to some fancy novelty restaurant.
Yeah.
And them serving you this dessert. Like a sundae.
Yeah.
And then like having the waiter like flourish a spritz of fragrance on it in front of you.
Yeah.
It's like when they light stuff on fire.
Oh my God. Every time I was bartending and someone was like, can you make me like a whatever that would be set on fire? I'm like, listen, I'm already half the bag and this bar is very flammable as it is.
Yeah.
Like I'm not lighting a match in here, please. Yeah. I'm actually surprised they didn't license this out to like a location.
Yeah.
For it to be like super ownable to them.
Yeah. Maybe there is a restaurant that will like offer it. Well, I don't know where Salt and Straw. They're from Portland, Oregon, but like, do they have a shop there? Probably.
I'm sure.
Maybe they do it there at the shop. Who knows? I do think the olive oil flavor needs to be a lot more olive oily.
So like, I'm just like, I'm happy these exist.
Yeah.
I'm still sort of struggling to see the point, but I'm having a great time.
Yeah. It's fun. It's a novelty.
It is fun.
It's a novelty.
And fun for the sake of fun is great.
Do you feel like I should put these in the fridge?
Yeah, these are,
they are like fully
literally like. Yep. Okay, ice creams are away.
We put them away.
I had to wipe down the table. Do you know that like my biggest, weirdest, most neurotic pet peeve is standing water?
I could see that.
Yeah, I can't.
It's a mosquito's haven.
Yeah, exactly. It's giving fruit flies.
It's giving. It's giving bacteria spawn.
Okay, so ice cream fragrance. Mm-hmm. Hooray!
Hooray! Edible fragrance, though. I think that's an interesting avenue that not many people have gone down. Because all of the houses that make fragrance, like, a lot of them make flavors, too.
Right.
Yeah, like IFF. International Fragrance Flavor. I was going to say International House of Fragrance and Flavors. And then I was like, I'm thinking of IHOP. IHOP.
I was thinking, like, we should have had someone from Imaginary Authors on to distinguish the difference between, like, a fine fragrance and a fragrance you can eat.
But I'm sure it's just, like, edible ingredients.
Yeah, but they won't return my fucking emails. So.
Yeah. They really did, like, the citrus and the chocolate do smell like food.
But
the floral smells like flowers.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
But I think we're just not used to eating flowers, so we don't really register it.
Yeah.
Like, do you ever think it's interesting when you order a dish or a dessert, usually, where it'll say, like, edible flowers on it, and I'm like, well, I would assume it's edible if it's in a dish.
Right.
It's like, why do you have to say it's edible?
It's on the plate.
But apparently there are some flowers that are edible and some that are not. I didn't know that. So it's like, you can eat some flowers, but don't eat other flowers. I'm like, what?
It struck me that the floral and the citrus also, if I didn't know any better, did smell like perfume.
Yes.
Like you said, like a peppery citrus, a really pungent, bright orange peppery citrus, and just a really nice fabric-y citrus. White floral.
The citrus one has notes of key lime pie, lychee, and Italian lemon grove. Mm. I do really get that Italian lemon grove.
Yeah. I'm wearing the cocoa one, which, as you said, has Ecuadorian chocolate, malted milkshake, and Japanese whiskey. And yeah, I mean, I feel like cocoa, I feel like cocoa-forward fragrances are harder to come by than many others. And they isn't the one I'd reach for, but it is. It smells nice on the skin.
The one fragrance that's coming to mind that's like cocoa forward is the Cacharel. Yes, I Am Delicious.
Yes.
And that also smells a lot like, it has like an opening note of like fake chocolate from the cocoa, and then it simmers down really nicely. But like when the first time I sprayed it, I was like, that is all fake chocolate.
One that comes to mind for me for fake chocolate is Unbreakable by Chloe and Lamar.
Oh, yeah.
Which I unironically love.
It's discontinued, right?
Yeah. You can still track it down, but it has notes of both chocolate and vanilla, and they both like are really clockable in a really like, lovely, delicious way.
Because I feel like when fragrances call out chocolate or cocoa, it's usually just kind of like amorphous and just like all mixed in with everything. Like a lot of gourmand scents will have cocoa, but like you don't ever pinpoint the cocoa scent. I mean, we were just talking about this earlier, how like certain fragrances, the notes they call out, like you don't fucking clock that anywhere. Like I was trying out YSL Libra Intense, and they say the top note is lavender. Or they call that out as like one of the main notes. And I'm like, I don't get any fucking lavender from this.
Yeah. Sable fell in love with Libra from YSL this week. Here we are.
Me and Dua Lipa.
Yes. It's great.
Dua Peep.
I don't think I've ever smelled the Intense, though. Nor do I know what it looks like.
The Intense is way better.
Is it?
I think it's way better. It's a little more powderier and more velvety.
Okay.
Like, to me, I like spritz like the Eau de Parfum and then the Intense on like two different elbows.
Sure.
And just like smelled them throughout the day to see how they wore.
Yeah.
And the Eau de Parfum is more linear. Like what you spray is kind of like how it wears the whole time.
I see that.
But the Intense dries down to like a velvetier, warmer kind of powdery muskiness. That reminds me a lot of a Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Oh.
It does smell like girls in that regard.
All right.
But in a really nice way.
So the Intense, the bottle looks exactly the same.
They do. I think the juice is a little darker. Yeah, that's
it. Interesting. I love that bottle. Ugh.
The bottle reminds me of like jewelry.
Yeah.
Kind of. Because like the YSL is like wrapped around it in gold. Yeah, I'll have to pick that one up. Like a 1 ounce. Our perfect size, the 1 ounce.
Our perfect size. Yeah. Just have them send.
It's $85, which is for 1 ounce. Which, like, isn't terrible.
No.
I do feel like the 1 ounce should be, like, 65.
I agree.
And I think the 1.7 should be, like, 85.
I agree.
Yeah. Anyway, YSL, what's good?
What's good?
Let's do your marketing.
Pull up.
Wait, we were talking about this the other day about commodity raise their prices.
Girl, everyone's raising their prices.
Yeah, Glossier is raising their prices.
Yeah.
You're right. Everybody's raising their prices.
It's giving supply chain.
Everything across the board. What should the cost of perfume be?
I do feel like the commodity price point at the newly 125, right?
It's 135 for 100 milliliters.
I thought they were coming up and down to reach a median of 125. I could be wrong.
I don't know if they did that, but I do know that 135 was the resulting number. Because originally they priced them differently by personal, bold, and expressive.
Right.
But I can't remember if the expressive was 135 or 145.
You're right. Okay, therefore all full-size fragrances, yeah, 100 milliliters, will now become 135.
Yeah.
I mean, you get a lot of juice, but...
You get a lot of juice? They should have just done that from the start.
It's still D2C, and like, I don't know.
I think they should have done that from the start. Just make them all one price.
Yeah, I think they should also come in smaller components also so you don't have to pay one.
They should, yeah, they should offer a 1 ounce.
Especially when you, like, I mean, I know that there's discovery sets and shit, but, like, it's just a lot.
Discovery sets, you only get a little vial, though. Yeah. And if you like 1 cent from that set, mm-hmm, like, oops.
Yeah.
They do 10 mls, which is a good travel size, but 10 versus 100. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
It's like a shot versus a pint.
Old commodity scents were smaller.
No, they were the same.
Were they? They were just squattier bottles.
Yeah, the bottles were squattier.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
These bottles just look bigger, but they're not.
That's so odd.
I know. Hmm. The visual perception of what a perfume bottle is, it's like they're all the same size. Like, yeah, they all hold the same volume of liquid, but like depending on the bottle, you're like, it's so much.
Right.
Like the Acro bottles look fucking huge to me,
yeah,
but it's still 100 milliliters.
The two new Issey Miyake fragrances are like 10 inches tall. They're so big, but I'm like, still the same amount.
I do love a sculptural bottle. I think like you and I probably look at them differently because we're just like, how the fuck is this going to fit with all of our other fragrances?
Yeah,
but then other people, right, it's like a standalone sculpture on the dresser. No,
I agree. I love that.
Yeah.
Perfume is decor,
depending on the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why I love all my
daisies.
My daisies, my Mugler's.
Mm-hmm.
Mugler. The other day, I played a show and I wore Mugler Angel Muse.
Ooh.
And everyone was like, ooh, what does that smell? That smells so good.
I love that.
And I was like, it's because it's so fucking loud that, right, everyone can smell it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, people who don't normally comment on my scent, mm-hmm, will be like, oh, wow. It's like,
that's so funny.
Like, it's just a smell you can smell. That's why.
Right, right. You can just clock it. It's, mm-hmm, all right.
Oh, I smelled my first Baccarat Rouge in the wild the other day.
Your first?
My first.
I can't get away.
In Williamsburg.
Oh.
In Williamsburg.
Okay.
Yeah. I was just walking around and I was like, Baccarat Rouge.
We are doing this party series on our rooftop pool deck this summer. And we had our second one on Thursday. And it was the first, like, nice weather one. So, yeah, like, it was packed. That whole pool deck smelled like Baccarat Rouge. I was like...
Wait, so, like, how many people show up to this?
It's relatively new. So, like, I think, like, at all times, we had, like, 250 people on the...
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
Wow.
It's a big deck, though. So, it didn't feel, like, packed. It
and there's
like
a pool? Mm-hmm. Do people go in the pool?
Yeah, like, I was like, none of these people are going to get the fuck in the pool. And they did. So it was
I would get in the pool party. Pool. I feel like a pool in New York City is, like, the height of luxury.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, a couple condo buildings that have pools on the roof. There's a couple in my neighborhood, too, and they'll sell, like, day passes.
Really?
But they're, like, $100+ for Jesus. A day pass.
Which for is a day pass?
A day pass.
Please.
To sit in some, like, condo's pool, which is... They get really crowded, though.
Damn, I'm sure.
Yeah. I think the Williamsvale Hotel, it is like $100+
wow.
for their pool. I'm like, really? I don't really care that much.
But if you stay there, can you access
the pool? Yeah. If you, as a guest, it's included. But if you're just like a pleb on the street, Like, please, may I use your pool? Like, $100.
Staycation vibes.
Yeah, if there was going to be one brand,
yeah,
aside from Mugler, who to do?
Probably Diaz and Durga.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I went to that show.
Yeah.
At Olfactory Art Keller.
Yeah, how was that?
It was cool.
Yeah.
I went to the opening night. David Seth Maltz from Diaz and Durga had a smell show,
yeah,
at Olfactory Art Keller. And I think it was a bunch of fragrances or scents that he had just been like kind of had working on. They were like works in progress,
yeah,
but they all had like different concepts. There was one called Jesus's Feet, and it was like the scene from the Bible where Mary Magdalene bathes and anoints his feet in oil.
That's iconic.
Yeah, which was cool.
Was it good?
I think so. The night I went, my sense of smell was like at 30%,
okay,
so it wasn't the best time for me.
Yeah.
Oh, they had one called Woman Cutting Parsnips, and it was just like notes of parsnip, like wood, and like a woman, which is really funny.
Okay.
Just like the description of the notes is really funny.
Yeah.
But they did have the, because Diaz and Durga made an NFT or NFP as they call it. They had the Manticore Musk scent.
Really?
Manticore Musk. Yeah.
Okay.
So they had a little room in the back. It was like a special little booth that was completely dark, and there was like lit with like black light and stuff. And you could smell the Manticore Musk scent. It did not smell good.
Oh.
It was like a lot of ball sack.
Oy.
Because if you think it's just like a mythical creature's musk. So,
right.
Yeah. It was like a very not wearable, but like experiential scent.
Not a lot of ball sack.
That's like everybody was like, yeah, it smells like balls.
Ew.
Like everybody who smelled it was like, yeah, it smells like balls.
God.
We all knew. But at least I was like, oh, I'm so glad you actually made the.
Yeah, that's cool.
You made it into a physical thing.
Didn't they have an onion one too?
Yes. Actually, yeah. That totally jogged my memory. Wearable onion was one of the scents, which actually smelled really good.
Really?
It was just like a savory. It was kind of like Bistro Waters. It was like a savory perfume.
Oh.
Yeah. But it almost, it smelled almost like garlic bread, kind of.
Oh.
Like it was kind of gourmet smelling.
Hmm.
Wearable onion.
I
think someone bought it.
Oh, really?
Like there was a couple fragrances that were bought.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I wanted to go to that, but they sent the fucking invitation the night before, and I think I had like the Jennifer Fisher opening.
Oh,
or something.
Oh yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah. Because I had to pick one.
Yeah.
I guess I could have gone to both, but I didn't want to.
Didn't miss anything.
But it was really fun, and
that's
then
so cool.
I
was anyone we knew there?
Just the staff from the.
Oh.
So, like, shout out Joey, shout out Eva.
I still need to meet Joey.
The staff at Diaz and Durga. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, but it was really cool.
Nice.
And it's funny because I saw Andreas, who we had on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And he was completely like, who are you?
Cool.
I was like, you were on our podcast. He was like, what?
Like, very recently.
Yeah.
Also, like, we had our cameras on.
2 weeks ago. I don't think we did.
No, we did.
We did?
I think so. Because we recorded remotely because I think I had COVID.
Oh,
no. I didn't have COVID, but.
Yeah. Anyway, it was really funny because he was like, what? I was like, smell you later. And he's like, oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Because most of the time when we record with guests, like, we don't have cameras on. So it's like, okay, you don't know what we look like. Cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that time we did, you're right. Whatever.
It's fine. Who cares?
I don't care. Yeah. But it was fine. He was very nice.
Yeah. I think if I were to want a brand to do an edible fragrance, I'm going to go the other direction and say, like, Bath and Body Works.
Oh, 100%.
You know?
Yeah.
Because they would have a ton of fun with it.
I could see
And
that.
You'd get a ton of it, and it'd be inexpensive.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Have they never done that before? Or maybe I'm just thinking they've just done a lot of, like, candy-scented things.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Every time I light one of their candles, my whole fucking house, within 5 minutes, is just, like, suffocating me in the scent.
Yep. I mean, all you need to do is take the lid off.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Like, not even light it.
You're right.
There is one that actually I yanked out of my closet. I don't know why. And I've really started liking lately. And it's different because it's subtle, the scent, and the throw is really tight.
Mm-hmm.
It's warm cashmere.
Oh.
I think it's, I'm sure it's one of their core scents.
Yeah.
I'm sure, like, everyone knows it. I did not. It's just really nice and ambery.
They have so many scents.
So
it's hard to keep
many scents.
Track.
it's gorgeous. It's just like a nice, warm, sweet amber, and it doesn't choke you out even when you do light it. So I was like, this is okay. This is a nice pivot, but I think the Bath and Body Works customer does love a loud scent.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people have this perception of like the more suffocatingly intense and concentrated the scent is, like they're getting their money's worth.
Right.
But I'm like, okay, if you say so.
Right.
I don't know. Also, I feel like candle fanatics are like a whole different breed of scent heads.
Right.
Well, they'll talk about like the throw of a scent. And I'm like, what?
Like the cold throw.
Yeah.
Like all of them, like,
which I'm just like, I never would have thought about that.
No.
Or maybe I would have, but not in those terms. I feel like every week I finish a candle.
I'm running
out of things to do with the fucking components, the jars. I have all these empty, like, fancy candle jars. I'm like, the fuck do I do with this? What do I do? I think I, like, made a Malin and Getz candle jar into just, like, a cup.
I have 3 Boy Smells candle jars that hold my eyeshadow brushes.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of them hold makeup. Yep. I'm in that phase again where I'm just like, there's too much stuff in my house. I have to get rid of it all. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I, like, most have clutter of is just, like, beauty products.
Yeah.
But they're hard to get rid of because you can't donate them.
Right.
And the 2, like, free stores that were near me, like, just disassembled. So I was like, great, I can't even donate them there.
Yeah.
I get Craigslisted again.
True.
The last time I moved apartments... And I just had a shit ton of beauty product samples because it was like right after I left Allure and we had just done the best of beauty product testing. So I just had like so much of the same product category. I'm like, I have 25 bottles of like hair texturizer. Like, I don't need this.
Yeah.
And then on Craigslist, I was like, free beauty product samples. Like, and I was like, don't worry. I am not a gross person. I just work in the beauty industry and have all these things and I can't either, like wear them or use them.
Yeah.
When I tell you, I got like 500 responses in like the first 10 minutes.
Jesus.
And everyone's like, please, me. Yes, I will come get them immediately. And to the point, I was just like, literally, whoever gets here first takes it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a mom with 5 daughters, ages 8 to like 16.
Oh my God, perfect.
I was like, damn, girls, have at it. And they were like so excited. Oh. They were like losing their minds.
Yeah.
Like, she came in a minivan. They all 5 of them piled out.
Aww.
And they all, like, came and, like, took a bag. It was really
That's
cute.
So cute.
Yeah. And she texted me after, and she was like, thank you so much. This, like, really made our day. Like, the girls are so happy. And I was like, aw.
That's adorable. When I was moving this time last year, and I put my pink bed on Craigslist, I put my pink bed on my couch on Craigslist, and I was just like, I'm not selling these. Just come get them. Who cares?
Yeah.
The dude that came and got the bed for his, like... 12-year-old daughter. I was like helping him carry it out, and he was like, let me pay you. And I was like, I don't want money for this. Just take it. Like, whatever. He's like, do you smoke weed? And I was like, no, thank you though. I appreciate it. And then after the fact, he like texted me a photo of the bed in this girl's like pink frilly room. And I was like, okay, found a good
That's
home.
That's cute.
Yeah. A lateral move.
I like that.
It was adorable.
Yeah. Anyway.
So I'm glad that we got to try this ice cream.
Me too.
Fragrance, because a lot
of I wonder
of people,
if they'll do more, if it's just like a one time.
I know.
I think it's like a limited edition thing.
Sure. I feel like enough people hit us up about this that like it had its place in the episode.
I'm glad it happened.
I am still a little skeptical about it, but I shouldn't be, because I think like nice things for the sake of being nice are great, especially right now.
Nice things are nice. Nice sometimes.
And you know, this is a sensorial podcast about appreciating all of your senses, and it is cool to.
It's giving Jessica Simpson's dessert.
Desserts.
Yeah.
No, totally. I've been thinking about this entire time.
Yes. Lickable.
I think it's cool. It's something that, like, I wouldn't have thought of myself, obviously, and, like, I'm still clearly having trouble wrapping my brain around, but if people have fun with this, and I think that's great. And they are good. Like,
no, the scents are really good on their own,
both as perfumes and as, like, well, as perfumes on skin and
they
on
are
ice cream.
Very linear.
Yeah.
Like the citrus one is just like citrus.
Yeah.
Like it's not like a complex multi-layered fragrance.
No.
It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah. The cocoa one is still going strong on my skin.
You could probably spray them on other things that aren't ice cream, honestly.
Like turkey.
Like turkey. Like focaccia.
Yeah.
Like pizza. Ooh, scented pizza.
But pizza has a scent.
That's true. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. Well, we hope you've enjoyed this.
Yes.
I
don't even know like where you get, unless you live in Portland, Oregon, I don't even know where you get this ice cream from Salt and Straw.
Yeah, I don't know. but you certainly get the fragrances from imaginary authors who will not come on the show. So tag them.
Yeah.
And bully them, please. Just kidding. Don't bully anyone. But if they would like to come on the show, we'd love to have them because I really like their scents and their storytelling.
Yes. I would like to smell their other actual wearable fragrances.
Yes.
Yeah. That's, what do we say at the end? Find us at... on our website, smellyoulater.live, or on Instagram at smellyoulater.mp3. I'm at Sable Doothdegra.
I'm at Tynan Buck. And until next time, we will smell you later.